بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن إتبال بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه وهو ممن شهد بدرا قال: كنت أصلي لقومي بني سالم، كان يحول بيني وبينهم واد إذا جاءت الأمطار فيشق علي اجتيازه قبل مسجدهم، فجئت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقلت له: إني أنكرت بصري، وإن الوادي الذي بيني وبين قومي يسيل إذا جاءت الأمطار فيشق علي اجتيازه، فوددت أنك تأتي فتصلي في بيتي مكانا أتخذه مصلى. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: سأفعل. إن زلنتي حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إتبان بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه. He narrates that Itban bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala was amongst those who participated in the battle of Badr. We'll find in the books of Ahadith that when certain Sahaba are mentioned, then specifically it is mentioned that he was a Badri Sahabi. He participated in Badr because Badr was the most important battle that took place in Islam. And the Badri Sahaba are held in great esteem in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam once asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you regard the Sahaba who participated in Badr as? How do you rank them? Nabi Kareem also mentioned that I rank them as the best of my Sahaba. Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam then mentioned, similar is the case of those angels who were present in Badr. Their rank is higher than the other angels as well. So here, Itban bin Malik is also a Badri Sahabi. And he says, I used to lead my people, the Banu Salim, in Salah. I was the Imam, and my people, they're known as the Banu Salim. And when it rains, suddenly there's a big stream, there's a river to cross. It becomes difficult now for me to cross this river and come towards Masjid of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his condition, and he says, Ankartu basari, that I have a very weak eyesight. And when this valley flows, when it becomes flooded, then it's difficult for me to cross over. So I wish, Ya Rasulullah, I have this desire and hope that you come over to my place and you perform salat there, so that area I can make as a musalla in the event when it is flooding and the valley has become full of rain and water, and it becomes difficult for me to cross over and come to the Masjid of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then I will have to perform at home. So if you could come and I will make a certain place as I will take that as a musalla. Rasulullah said, I will do so. Faghada Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه بعد مشتد النهار. Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم and Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه, after it was midday, they proceeded. واستأذن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم came to the house. He sought permission to enter. Now we see so many important points here already, that when it becomes impossible, and in other words, it's a valid excuse, a genuine valid excuse. Like in this case, the person had to travel and he could not see properly, and it was impossible for him to cross the river except with great difficulty. In that case, he was permitted to read at home. Otherwise, we all are expected to come to the masjid. And then here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeks permission. He goes to the sahabi's house. He didn't just go into the house and think that I'm the Nabi of Allah, I can enter any time. He teaches us the sunnah is to knock on the door, seek permission. فَأَذِنْتُ لَهُ إِبْنَ بِنْ مَالِكِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, says, I give permission. فَلَمْ يَجْلِسْ حَتَّى قَالَ أَيْنَ تُحِبُّ أَنْ أُصَلِّيَ مِنْ بَيْتِكَ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not sit down and immediately said, where do you wish for me to perform your salat in your house? Which area? So he came with an object. He came with an aim. He didn't come to waste time there. And therefore he wanted to complete this task first. فَأَشَرْتُ لَهُ إِلَى الْمَكَانِ الَّذِي يُحِبُّ أَن يُصَلِّيَ أَن يُصَلَّى فِيهِ. So he said, I pointed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an area that I wish that namaz may be made there. فَقَامَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ سَلَّمَ فَكَبَّرَ وَصَفَفْنَا وَرَأَهُ فَصَلَّى رَكْعَتَيْنِ ثُمَّ سَلَّمَ وَسَلَّمْنَا حِينَ سَلَّمَ. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led the salat. We made safs behind him. He performed two rakat salat, and after making salam, فَحَبَسْتُهُ عَلَى خَزِيرَةٍ تُصْنَعُ لَهُ. I held back Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over a sweet dish that I have made, some nice dessert or something of that nature. So I kept Rasulullah back to have, to partake of that. فَسَمِعَ أَهْلُ الدَّارِ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي بَيْتِي فَثَابَ رِجَالٌ مِّنْهُمْ حَتَّى كَثُرَ الرِّجَالُ فِي الْبَيْتِ. In the meantime, people in the neighborhood, they heard that Rasulullah SAW is at my house. So immediately all flocked to my house and many people gathered there. Whilst all this is taking place, فَقَالَ رَجُلًا, one man then says, مَا فَعَلَ مَالِكٌ لَا أَرَاهُ, where is Malik رضي الله عنه, I don't see him. فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ, another man then replied, ذَلِكَ مُنَافِقٌ لَا يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَلَا وَرَسُولَهُ, he is a hypocrite. He doesn't love Allah and His Rasul. So in other words, he won't come here now. He doesn't love Allah. He doesn't love, not love Rasulullah SAW. He's a munafiq. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَا تَقُلْ ذَلِكَ. Nabiya Kareem SAW immediately reprimands the Sahabi. He said, do not say that. Do not call him a munafiq. أَلَا تَرَاهُ قَالْ, have you not heard him saying, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ يَبْتَغِي بِذَلِكَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Have you not heard him reciting the kalima La ilaha illallah, through which he seeks the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So from this hadith again we hear that it is a very serious offense to call a person a munafiq. Man has read kalima, he is a believer, and just to call him a munafiq for no reason, this is not permissible. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ رَسُولُهُ أَعْلَمُ, and the person said, Allah is Rasul know best. أَمَّا نَحْنُ فَوَاللَّهِ مَا نَرَى وُدَّهُ وَلَا حَدِيثَهُ إِلَّا إِلَى الْمُنَافِقِينَ. He gave his explanation. He says, well, we had seen him generally mixing and mingling and talking only with the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, and therefore I thought that he was a munafiq. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ حَرَّمَ عَلَى النَّارِ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَى اللَّهِ يَبْتَغِي بِذَلِكَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. Allah has made Jahannam haram upon that person who testifies that there is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this hadith again we learn the importance of the iman, kalima la ilaha illallah. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi again mentioned so many ahadith on raja, having hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person who has genuinely believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tasdiqan bi qalbi, with firm conviction and certitude in his heart, he believes in Allah, the oneness of Allah, in the qualities of Allah, the names of Allah, and the different demands of iman, and of course the risalat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he is a believer. And if he commits any sins, he goes into Jahannam if Allah wishes to put him into Jahannam to purify him from his sins. But ultimately, because of his iman, no matter how small that iman may be, but he gains paradise. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah strengthen our iman. May Allah, these ahadiths are giving us hope, especially in these times, that let us turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is so loving, Allah is so kind, and Allah has blessed us with iman. What a great ni'mat. This is the greatest ni'mat that Allah has bestowed upon us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanallah. Allahumma.